You know, thousands and thousands of people every day drive down the tollway and they see the big building at the Spring Valley and the Dallas North Tollway, and you see Copart. What you may not know is Copart has a reach that goes all around the world. They have operations in 11 countries, 200 locations. They just announced a brand new acquisition, Big Auto Salvage Auction Company in Finland, to go along with a lot of others. This company is growing like crazy. Jay Adair is the CEO of Copart and has taken a second to chat with us. Good to have you on.
Yeah, great to be here again. Thank you, David.
Every time I talk to you, you bought something new. I mean, and this particular one is absolutely unpronounceable.
Well, this acquisition in Finland was very opportunistic for us. We made word of it and really jumped in because it's not Scandinavia. It is part of the Nordic countries, and from Finland we can now start looking at jumping into Norway and Sweden and the rest of Scandinavia. So it's an exciting addition to our operations that we already have in Germany, and we were very welcoming of bringing them on board.
You know, the numbers are astounding. You've got 125,000 vehicles that are online and available every day. I went back through headlines here over the last year or so. Here's Copart announces 15th location in United Kingdom. Copart announces the opening of its 6th Brazilian location. How do you pick these locations?
Well, Brazil is a great market for growth. Very, very large middle class that's emerging in that country. And so we jumped down into Brazil about 4 years ago. Europe in general, we're the largest in the UK, and Europe in general is just a market that we're very excited about and very focused on. And as I said, the opportunity to acquire AVK came along, and we felt like we had to do it because it in my business or in our business, we've got relationships with customers in one country that they may do business in a half a dozen other countries. And it's really about leveraging those relationships and allowing us to grow in multiple countries. So we're in Hanover today in Germany. We'll be opening up in Berlin, Leipzig, and Munich in the next 12 months. And so as we're building our footprint across Germany, this opportunity came along in Finland. And we were really excited about the fact that there is some cross-pollination of customers between Scandinavia and Germany. And so it made a lot of sense for us to do it.
Well, you're selling cars for insurance companies and banks and finance companies and I guess maybe some individuals. But this has been done for a long time. Were these all sort of small operators and scattered, and you're doing roll-ups?
Yeah, you know, what we're doing in Germany is really all startup. What ABK was about was an acquisition where the actual insurance companies, because there wasn't anyone in the market providing our services, the insurance companies got together and basically pooled their efforts, created ABK, and ran that company for over a decade. And so knowing us and knowing that we were in the space, they reached out to us and were very interested in basically divesting that company to us. It's what we do every day, so we're very focused for them. It was very much, you know, running a business that's not core to their business since they're in insurance. They'd rather focus on underwriting and claims. And so for us, it's all we do. So it made sense for them to sell it. It made sense for us to buy it. And we get phone calls like that every now and then. And when we do, we pounce.
Are there any challenges to your business? I don't know. I mean, as long as people have cars, they're going to wreck or they're going to get old or they're going to be natural disasters. But I mean, I think about, you know, proliferation of car sharing or Uber, maybe self-driving cars that don't wreck.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk over the last 5 years about automation and autonomous vehicles. There's many, many challenges to that. Often you'll hear people say, well, one of them's culturally, and that the next generation of millennials will be more culturally open to ride-sharing and Uber and those kinds of things. But it's really beyond that. I mean, it's every luxury car, every vehicle that you think of that has some degree of status in it, those are going to be, there's always going to be a need for people to want to have their own vehicle, to not have to wait for someone to come by and pick them up, but be able to jump in their car and go. It's an ease, and it's also very, very difficult to create autonomous vehicles that can tell the difference between a floating newspaper across the road or balloon coming across the road, and know that that's not an object that right. you have to hit the brakes for. So there's a bunch of technical challenges. There's some cultural challenges, but if we were going to talk about something that we see as a driver of our business today, it is that autonomous technology. All those cameras and sensors that are going on the car make the car harder to repair. They make it more expensive to repair. And so through cost and through difficulty in repair, we're seeing an increase in total loss percentage in the U.S. today. And at some point, and I think it's years away, but at some point we should see the collision avoidance technology start to reduce number of accidents. But vehicles are getting older in America, and so that as they get older and as they last longer, the average vehicle in America is 11 years old. So as they get older, 20 years ago they were 7.5 years old, and so as they get older, they the probability of total loss goes up. Obviously, the older a car is, the less it's worth, and so the less damage it takes to actually total it. So right now, all the drivers are positive, but you know, as I said, at some point there should be some collision avoidance technology out there that reduces the number of vehicles that come to Copart.
You've got, as I said, 200 locations spread out across 11 countries. So when you're clearly an auto salvage business, but in a sense, you're really a technology business too, aren't you?
Yeah, we always refer to Copart as being a logistics company, a technology company, and a land company. We own over 10,000 acres of land. We own the vast majority of the property that we utilize. And then we have enormous technology. We're selling to members in over 170 countries. So we're really, on a given day, Copart may have 150,000 vehicles you can go and bid on. We will have tens of thousands of people coming to our website and bidding, and billions of dollars per year in bids and billions a year in sales. So it's quite a tech company in the stance of how much traffic is coming to the site, and 100% of it's all done online. We were the first to embrace online bidding back in, believe it or not, 1998, and we went 100% online in 2003. So this is our 15th year of selling well over 2 million cars a year online.
Anybody try to pay you in Bitcoin yet?
No, I got asked that last night, though. Someone asked me at dinner last night if we're accepting Bitcoin yet. I said, no, I'm not taking Bitcoin yet. It's not on the agenda yet.
Well, you know, it's generally accepted when Jay Adair of Copart starts taking it. He's the CEO, and we always enjoy the conversations. Keep up the growth. It's fun to watch.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.